Welcome to D10B College. In this lesson, we're going to resample a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a proper jungle or old school D10B transition. The goal is to take something atmospheric, maybe a pad, a vocal phrase, a stab, or a chopped break, and print it into a new audio phrase that feels gritty, rhythmic, and ready to launch the drop. This is a really important move in drum and bass, because breakdowns can lose impact if they just sit there as pads and ambience. Resampling gives you a way to transform that same musical idea into something active. It adds tension, character, and motion without needing to invent a whole new sound palette. And just as importantly, it helps you commit to audio, simplify the project, and keep the arrangement moving. Now, for a jungle or old-school D&B vibe, you want a breakdown that actually has something worth printing. Start with something simple, like an 8-bar or 16-bar section. One strong atmospheric layer, one vocal chop, a stab line, or a bit of break movement is enough. You do not need a huge stack of sounds. In fact, too much material usually makes the resample muddy. The sweet spot is one or two elements carrying the emotion, with enough space around them for effects and automation to breathe. What to listen for here is whether the breakdown already feels like it could become a texture or a fill on its own. If it does not, add a little more identity before you print it. If it does, you are ready. Next, create a new audio track in Ableton and set the input to resampling. That lets Ableton record the full output of your set, including whatever processing you are putting on the breakdown, before you print it. Keep your master chain clean while doing this. If there is heavy limiting on the master, bypass it for the print or make sure it is not flattening the breakdown too much. You want to capture the vibe, not squash the life out of it. A nice workflow tip is to name the track something obvious like break resample. Keep it armed only when you need it. That sounds simple, but it saves a lot of confusion later. Before you record, shape the source breakdown a little. A very usable stock device chain for a cleaner old-school atmosphere would be EQ8, Echo, and Auto Filter. Use EQ8 to cut unnecessary low end, especially if there is rumble sitting under the breakdown. Then use Echo for delay movement, and Auto Filter to sweep the sound over the phrase. For a dirtier jungle transition, try Saturator, Auto Filter, and Reverb. A bit of drive, a controlled filter, and a moderate reverb tail can give you that worn, haunted character that sits really well in D&B. A good starting point is to automate something over the full phrase. Maybe the filter opens or closes across the 8 bars. Maybe echo feedback rises a little toward the end. Maybe the reverb opens up on the last bar or two. Keep it musical. Keep it moving. You do not need to automate everything at once. Why this works in D&B is because the genre is built on contrast. The drop hits harder when the breakdown has been transformed. You are not just repeating a section. You are changing its role in the arrangement. Now record the breakdown as audio. Let the phrase run all the way through, including the tails. Do not cut off the delay or reverb tail too early, because sometimes that tail becomes the best part of the transition. Once the print is recorded, listen back and ask yourself one simple question. Does this already feel like a usable musical gesture? If the answer is yes, stop there and move to editing. Resist the temptation to keep polishing forever. What to listen for is whether the print has a clear shape. It should feel like a transition, not just a loop with effects on it. If it feels thin, usually the source was too empty. If it feels messy, the source may have been too busy or too wet. Either way, the fix is usually to simplify and print with more intention. Now comes the fun part. Chop the resample into a rhythmic phrase. For a beginner-friendly jungle feel, you can cut it into 1-bar, half-bar, or quarter-bar pieces depending on how musical the source is. A nice approach is to keep the first couple of bars more intact so the listener still feels the breakdown, then chop the last part more aggressively, so it starts to destabilize and push forward. This is where the phrase starts to feel like it is heading somewhere. A good jungle-style resample often works like a call and response. The first half feels more atmospheric or melodic, and the second half becomes more chopped, tense, and rhythmic. That contrast is what gives it movement. What to listen for here is whether the last bar feels like it is pulling into the drop. If it just sounds like random chopped audio, you probably need to shape the edits so they build in density or urgency near the end. Once the chops are in place, put the audio through a simple effects chain to give it old-school movement and grime without destroying clarity. A really solid chain is Auto Filter, Saturator, and Utility. Use Auto Filter to tighten the top end or close the sound slightly before the drop. Use Saturator to add grit and density. Then use Utility to control the width. If the resample feels too wide and unfocused, narrow it a little, especially in the low mids. This is a really important mix point. Keep the body of the resample centered, and let the width live more in the high texture. If the low mids spread out too much, the whole handoff to the drop gets weaker. In a club system, that can make the transition feel blurry instead of powerful. Now bring in your drum loop, or your first drop drums underneath the resampled phrase and hear it in context. This step matters a lot. A resample that sounds amazing on its own can still fail if it masks the snare, fights the kick, or clouds the sob entrance. If the resample is getting in the way, use EQ8 to remove low end below roughly 120 to 180 Hz. If it still feels muddy, make a small cut around 250 to 500 Hz. That area can build up really fast in atmospheric DNB transitions. What to listen for is whether the snare transient still cuts through. If the snare disappears when the resample plays, the transition is too dense. The goal is not to fill every gap. The goal is to create tension and leave a clean lane for the drums to come back in. At this point, add one final movement gesture before the drop. Keep it simple. You might close the filter over the last one or two bars. You might increase echo feedback and then cut it. You might reduce the stereo width just before impact. You might even automate a small volume dip so the drop lands more cleanly. Small moves often work better than huge dramatic ones. A really effective phrasing shape is something like this. The first part stays fairly readable, the middle starts to chop and filter, and the final bar gets more aggressive, then cuts hard into the drop. That kind of structure narrows the listener's attention right before the drums return, which makes the drop feel bigger without needing extra layers. Now commit the idea to audio. If the phrase is working, consolidate it or freeze it into a clean clip and move on. This is one of the best habits you can build in DNB because it gets you out of endless tweaking. A resampled breakdown is often strongest when it becomes a fixed audio event rather than a pile of live devices you keep adjusting. And if you want to push it further later, make a second version. Maybe the first one is smoother and more atmospheric. Maybe the second one is dirtier, shorter, and more chopped. That gives your arrangement progression without forcing you to start from scratch. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. First, do not resample too much low end. That creates mud and steals impact from the drop. Second, do not print a breakdown that is already too busy. Simplify first. Third, do not overwiden the transition. Wide low mids can fall apart in mono. Fourth, be careful with heavy reverb. Too much wash can erase the rhythm and make the print vague. And finally, do not chop without a destination. The edits need to build towards something. Random slicing can sound cool for a moment, but it will not carry the arrangement. If you want a darker, heavier result, there are a few high-value ideas to remember. Filter the darkness instead of over-distorting it. A slightly closed filter with controlled saturation often sounds more menacing than just smashing everything. Let the break speak in fragments if there is a breakbeat underneath. Even a few ghost hits can make the transition feel rooted in jungle history. Use a little instability in the chops, but keep it controlled. Slightly uneven slice lengths can add that old-school feel, but too much randomness will destroy the groove. Also, think of the transition like a performance print, not a cleanup task. You are not trying to preserve every detail of the original breakdown. You are trying to capture the most characterful moment and turn it into a new arrangement event. If you ever find yourself asking whether you should keep chopping, and the answer is not clearly yes, it is usually time to move on and test it in context. So here is the recap. Start with a simple breakdown that has character. Resample it in Ableton Live 12. Shape it with EQ, delay, filtering, saturation, and reverb. Print it as audio, then chop it into a phrase that becomes more urgent toward the drop. Keep the low end under control, check it against the drums and bass, and make one final movement gesture to tighten the handoff. The result should feel like a dirty, musical bridge, tense, readable, and ready to launch the drop with authority. Your exercise is to build one resampled breakdown transition in 15 minutes using only stock Ableton devices, then make a second version with a different chop density or filter sweep. Keep both versions free of sub below around 120 Hz, and place them before a mock drop, so you can compare them in context. If you can hear the resampled version clearly leading into the drums, and it feels darker and more urgent than the original breakdown, you have nailed it. Now go make that transition feel alive. Print it, chop it, darken it, and let it hit.